Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve is thrilled to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, I think everyone that listens to the show will appreciate this, I would hope, anyway. Today, we toast the man behind the voice of the original Slinky Dog from Toy Story movies. The man who was Farmer Fran and Waterboy. The man known globally as Ernest. That's right, actor Jim Varney. Now, sure, he died 21 years ago at age 51, but today is his birthday. Woo! And it behooves us to pay homage to a man who's become a personal inside joke. Literally. And Mike, you can confirm this every day for the last 3 to 4 months. Different listeners still send us unsolicited Ernest movie titles. Occurring, Ernest, the First Avenger. Ernest, Andy Giant Peach, Ernest, The Last Jedi, Ernest Does Dallas, that's a great one. We have Ernest, Escape to Africa, which I believe was an animated film originally. Ernest versus Godzilla, that one just came out this year. Ernest, Electric Boogaloo, Battle for the Planets of the Ernest, Ernest, Tokyo Drift, and of course, everyone's favorite, Ernest, The Search for Spock.
Damn.
So yeah, if he were alive, he'd have been 72 years old today.
He did a lot before the age of 51.
He really did,
man. I'm saying.
Like, who was he in The Waterboy?
He was Farmer Fran in The Waterboy.
A guy died way too young.
He did. And it's weird, because if I remember this correctly, he basically rose to fame.
Because of commercials.
As a commercial.
Yeah.
But what was he pitching? Can we remember?
I don't know.
Was the whole, know what I mean, Burn? Like, that's where that came from, whatever advertising agency.
Probably a furniture store, I'm guessing.
Who the hell knows? But either way, rose to fame, got a movie gig out of it. Yeah, today is his birthday. Ernest. Yes, indeed. I cannot believe I'm toasting him, but this is where I've landed in my life.
Everybody watch some this week.
I'm going to go on the Ernest, Ernest Marathon.
It's deep.
I remember, what is it, 11 movies, I believe, that he made? Because we asked the question. I think it was a
lot. Right, he's going to jail. He's saving Christmas.
Yeah. Goes to camp. There's multiple Ernest movies. But so today, we toast our friend Ernest. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Dave, I got big news for you. Apparently.
What's that?
Yeah, Ernest was not Farmer Fran in The Waterboy. This is a different actor, my bad. Okay. But Ernest...
Say, I like Ernest, I like The Waterboy. I don't remember him being in there.
And then I just called him Ernest. Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
All right, you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Interior Decorating.
It turns out this one does not involve the butt. It involves someone's head. Police have launched a manhunt for a man who injured his elder sister following a domestic dispute over payment of dipping chemicals. Anyway, the incident occurred on Monday where Henrietta Schuma was rushed to the hospital with a wound on her head. Now, she was transferred to a different hospital and was said to be in critical condition, battling for life. The accused is still at large, and the investigations are in progress. But essentially, the brother fled from the scene after committing the offense, and his whereabouts were not known yesterday. Police are looking for him at all of his relatives' homes, his own home, where his wife and his two kids stay. And they say upon reaching the complainant's home, the accused had a misunderstanding with the victim over non-payment of dip tank fees. Mrs. Schuma intervened to stop them from quarreling. Well, the suspect and his mother, they left the victim's home, but he returned to his sister's home 20 minutes later, armed with something, and confronted her. He advanced toward the victim and struck her once in the back of the head. He then fled from the scene, leaving the complainant unconscious. Police rushed to the scene, and the profusely bleeding victim was rushed to the hospital, where she remains in critical condition. The question is, what did this dude embed in the back of his own sister's head? Again, over a dispute over dipping chemicals. Was it a sword, an axe, a knife, or a spear? So sword, axe, knife, or spear. That's how he decided to resolve his conflict.
Ooh, I'm thinking sword, but what do you guys think?
Dave, I've read so many sword stories in the last 4 or 5 years, I'm convinced that's the only weapon people have anymore. I would tend to agree with you on that one.
How old was the guy?
I'm not sure, but I mean, these are adults. Let's see, the sister is 44, so I'm going to guess he's somewhere between 38 and 50, maybe.
It's got to be an axe or a sword. I'm just not sure which one. Miles, you going sword?
I'm going sword.
Just to be different, I'll go axe.
Dave?
Sword.
Sword it is. Final answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to find out what weapon he used. Was it a sword, an axe, a knife, or a spear next?
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is interior decorating on Profilers. Police looking for a man who injured his sister. He fled. He is still wanted. They have not found him yet. He said she owed him some money. He struck her in the back of the head. Question is, what object did he use to hit her in the back of the head? Sword, axe, knife, or spear?
And that is a question that we posed to you, Dave. And Dave, you agreed with Miles. Both of you went with the sword.
I'm
afraid he did not use a sword. Pete Ted Smith, you went with an axe.
An axe!
Oh! Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, I figured this guy either has a sword or an axe.
It just seems really extreme.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today.
Okay.
The Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay, Seth on the list.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. All these guys have teams of talents and writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
There's a lot of talk going on right now about the new Harley Quinn series, where a scene was cut out showing Batman doing something sexual for her because, quote, heroes don't do that. It's also why heroes die and legends live forever. Oh, heroes don't do that. Like, wow.
Yes, they do.
Because heroes don't like the finish line, huh, fella?
That's why, you know, the Spider-Man might not get his full face is covered. Batman. Hey, ladies, just to let you know.
Poor Superman's like, I'm not a hero anymore?
Lois is like, now.
No, you're not. Production had to be shut down on the new NBC show Ultimate Slip and Slide after an outbreak of explosive diarrhea. NBC is not happy that word got out, but they can't be surprised that it leaked.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Production has been shut down on the new NBC show called The Ultimate Slip and Slide. The show had to be shut down after an outbreak of explosive diarrhea.
Yep, NBC isn't happy the word got out, but they can't be surprised that it leaked.
A new airport screening technology was just approved, so travelers can now leave their shoes on while going through TSA checkpoints. Now, the only person taking off their shoes will be the gross guy sitting in, next to you on the plane.
Found.
Yeah, it's still found.
Well, here's some good news. A new airport screening technology was just approved that will allow travelers to leave their shoes on while going through TSA checkpoints. Now the only person taking off their shoes will be the gross guy sitting next to you on the plane.
A man dropping off a package at a Florida post office at 3:30 in the morning recently discovered a 7-foot alligator walking around the lobby. Still not as scary as a man dropping off a package at the post office at 3:30 in the morning.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
A man dropping off a package at a Florida post office at 3:30 in the morning recently discovered a 7-foot alligator walking around the lobby. Still not as scary as a man dropping off a package at the post office at 3:30 in the morning.
That is strange.
Yes, that the post office is even open that early.
I don't think that it is.
I think that's part of the problem.
They must have a drop box or something.
What do you think he's shipping?
I don't know. I mean, I could fathom you start work really early or something, but...
Right, maybe.
In theory, if you got to be to work by 4, you should be off in the early afternoon.
Right, you should still be able to get that package to him.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I can't imagine, outside of getting fast food, I don't know what you're really going to do at 3:30 in the morning.
No.
Mike, I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you. Gardner Minshew got rid of his mullet.
Yeah.
Is that going to make her like him more or like him less?
You know what? She was favoring the mullet, but she wasn't a fan of it at first. So she's willing to change for him. So it's okay.
That's very nice that she's willing to do that for him.
Yes.
Yeah, it is amazing with athletes, too, how attached you become to their hair. Well, like Luke Wilson played for the Seahawks forever.
Right.
Oh, a recent episode of the Mega Cast. Like, I was like, oh, Luke, let's see your hair's back. Like, as if he, you know, I'm sure it's a pain in the butt to upkeep all that. But I was like, looks good on you, buddy. Keep it. You keep growing it.
Did you creep him out?
No.
Okay.
I know Luke enough that it would take a lot to creep him out.
Okay. That's good to know.
That's a selling ringing endorsement he wanted me to say. Let's see. So one thing I did watch, you know, haven't been here for a little bit. Has anybody in this room seen Ted Lasso yet?
Yeah.
I have not
yet. Oh,
I watched the first
God.
6 episodes, but...
I mean, I told you, man,
when I came in that day, I'm like, dude, this is so up your alley.
And everybody, like, you told me, my friends, they're like, you've got to watch Ted Lasso, you're going to love it. So everybody knows the basis of the story, right? He's an American college football coach who gets hired kind of in England for a soccer team. He doesn't know anything about the sport, this and that.
And then they hire him, I guess, to tank the team?
It's kind of like soccer's version, in a weird way, of Major League, where the owner was just someone who wanted to maybe sell the team or whatever, so she gets the worst players.
She's married to like a billionaire husband who apparently has been cheating on her for years. So the one thing the husband loved was this soccer club, so she wants to run it into the ground. But Ted Lasso is so likable, even though, like, he kind of comes off as a little dumb sometimes, but he's got a heart of gold, and he just talks in coaching cliches.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's very well done. And then don't forget, too, Ted Lasso originally was a commercial when NBC Sports got the Premier League. They just did it as like a one-off commercial.
Oh, really?
This American coach would go over there.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything about ties or this and that. But it was so well-perceived and everything that they ended up making a whole series out of it. And it's just crazy because that show, I mean, people here love it, but he, like, it's legendary in, like, England as well, too.
So you realize, so there's Ted Lasso. We talked about Ernest earlier, who got his start in commercials as a character. Do you remember the other show more recently?
The Cavemen?
The Cavemen.
Yeah, I think I was one of the few people that watched that show.
Did you like it?
I did, but I don't think I'm a great example. Because that show is stupid. But I loved it. You know what I mean? So, like, say, yes, I liked it.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's like sometimes, like, there's certain foods I'll talk about. And I go, look, I like this food. This ain't for everybody.
Well, I like your admission. Like, oh, it's stupid, but I like
it. How many episodes did you get through?
I'm just through two.
Okay.
So I got some things to do. But yeah, I was just sitting somewhere. I was there. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. And then, of course, I like always, I'm the weirdo on the plane. Just laughing, dying.
Yeah.
Like, this is unbelievable.
Right.
I did not watch any damn rom-coms, though, this time.
All right.
All right. The story I was hinting at earlier, there's a Harley Quinn cartoon that HBO Max is doing, but it's not for children. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's loaded with profanity, violence. In a recent interview, one of them revealed they wanted to do a scene where Batman was doing something for Catwoman.
Canyon yodeling.
Yes. But like I said, DC said absolutely not. Heroes, this is their quote. They're like, heroes can't do that. So he said, are you saying heroes are just selfish lovers? Their defense, they said, no, it's just that we sell consumer toys for heroes. It's hard to sell a toy where Batman is also engaged, if you will, to someone.
I disagree. They introduced G.I. Joe to Kung Fu Grip, right? Suddenly he can hold guns and stuff. I feel like if you have a movable mouth Batman, you know, they'll know what's up.
Also, like, you can still sell Batman toys.
Yeah, one thing has nothing to do with it.
You don't have to sell this. This is Munchie Batman. Right. Don't call it that.
Batman goes downtown. wait a minute. He lives in a major city. We don't need what part of the city he lives in.
He's going to the dining and entertainment district.
South of the border, Batman.
I don't know how that's the excuse, is that we can't sell toys like that. Like, first of all, I'm fine with the scene being in there, but you should never sell a toy like that.
I never put my toys together like that as a kid. I mean,
You think Barbie's disappointed? I want that toy.
Well, Ken
is useless.
But Ken's missing equipment, so you know Ken has done this.
Right.
Yeah, but, and he's not billed as a hero. He's just billed as the husband or boyfriend to Barbie.
I bet he's not very good at it either.
You ever seen Barbie not smiling?
That's a good point.
Now, sure, she's got all the fancy things she wants in the world, but also she got old Ken going.
Got a dream house in the Corvette.
He's just doing his thing. Ken, get in here. Barbie needs a tune-up. I don't know why Barbie sounds like
that. Oh, God. It's not the voice on picture of Barbie.
Are you from Malibu for real?
I sure am.
Oh.
I'm Bobby.
Would you like a Pall Mall?
Ken has the mouth of an angel.
Oh, God.
Also, I mean, like, I remember as a kid sometimes, like, thinking, like, Catwoman and Poison Ivy were kind of sexual.
Yes.
Right.
Everything about them is sexual.
Yes. I mean,
but Batman apparently, he doesn't do that. Like, oh, really? Really? You're telling me Batman does? Bruce Wayne, playboy billionaire, you're going to convince me that he doesn't do that.
So they're not really going all in.
I guess there's just a couple things they said, hey, you can have all the cursing and violence you want, but we can't have Batman doing
no Batcave.
When you picture like all the Super Friends or whatever, Justice League, however you want to say it, he probably slays it the best.
Batman?
Right, you got Superman, and I'm sure he can do things, but just his mindset. You know, Superman's so pure and like, ooh, I don't want to do it, don't put your fingers there. Batman's like, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you piss him off before sex, the Hawk might have a few things to do. You gotta get him worked up first.
Iron Man's kind of the same guy, though.
Yeah, but I think Iron Man be like, let me take off my helmet. Like, I think Iron Man strikes me as a guy that says, yeah, I'm going to do that, Pepper Potts. Right? I think Batman, too. Mm-hmm. That's all.
You know who actually has been slaying it for years?
Who's that?
The Riddler.
I figured he'd give you a straight finger somewhere where you didn't want it.
The Riddler just... The Riddler just seems like one of those guys because he's so annoying. And then, like, your ex is like, I'm with the Riddler now. He does things you never did. He solves the riddles. Like, dang, you're not a riddle. He's like a guy in a skin-tight suit. Does seem like that kind of guy, yeah, though, doesn't it?
It's like the guy that sells money commercials late at night.
I told you that guy used to live not that far from where somebody, it was like seeing a massive celebrity.
Right, that guy.
There's the guy that gets you money that you've left in your IRS or whatever.
Right.
And yes, that guy wore that suit everywhere he went.
Did he really?
Of course
he
did. Yes,
like I only ever saw him coming out of a grocery store.
And he was in that?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Well, I mean, look, that's his whole brand, right?
He has no other game.
And guess what else I do?
Yes.
Don't call me Batman.
Riddle me this. Your woman's in trouble.
I think Robin walks by Batman just going... Catwoman was here earlier.
Got a hairball in here.
Got some meow mix, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus. Okay, you are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Minnesota, where arsonist sets fire to a 20-foot-high Frankenstein statue and burns it to the ground. Meanwhile, a Florida meemaw gets drunk and thinks it's a good idea to let her 10-year-old drive around. Four women kicked out of a spa in Finland for letting it all hang out. Florida woman hears girlfriend talking in her sleep about ex and punches her in the snout. And a man executes a Mission Impossible-style heist to steal Dippin' Dots. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
And top story, and probably the most specific burglary of the century, we go to Texas, where a man stole something of questionable worth. He was caught on surveillance dropping in through the ceiling of a local mall and making a beeline straight for, if you heard Miles' rhyme, the Dippin' Dot stand. He scored himself a haul of the delicious treat and then, quote, shipping back up from whence he came and left into the night.
That's all he took.
I mean, Dippin' Dots are delicious.
They're fantastic.
One container. That's it.
Oh, he stole one container.
One container.
He knew what he wanted, man.
Would you even pursue charges?
He lowered himself out of a ceiling. He got one Dippin' Dots, and he went back up.
Right. This man went on a mission. I want doggone Dippin' Dots. I know where to get them. I just got to get in there and go get them. And the thing is, here's the thing. It was also said that he was enjoying a sucker throughout the entire event. This guy's got a lolly in his mouth the entire time that he's going to get Dippin' Dots.
Sure.
Sweet tooth. There it is.
There it is. We found it. They're still on the lookout for the Dippin' Dots bandit. I'm with you. I think they're going
to open... Are you looking out?
They're going to open up an investigation about it because it's their job. They need to, but...
Even if I'm a cop and that dude walks in front of my car, I would nudge my partner and be like, that's a Dippin' Dots guy.
Right. Are
you going to do anything? No.
Right.
I don't care.
I always forget. Do they have to be cold?
I believe they've got to be cold.
Because they start getting a little different and kind of weird.
Right.
I'd walk halfway around, what is it,
T-Mobile?
Yes. Looking for Dippin' Dots for my daughter, for Christ's sake. Damn it, Dippin' Dots. Yeah, no problem, man. I'll find them. Turns out I walked all the way around the stadium before I found the goddamn Dippin' Dots. By the time I came back, they were half melted. And I was like, I don't want to hear it.
Damn.
Yeah, I always ate them so quick. I was like, do they melt?
I once ate them so quick it burned my mouth.
They do have a... They're really cold.
You got to give them a second before you do that. Otherwise, you're going to burn the living hell out of your mouth. In other news, have you ever gotten in trouble with your lady because of a dream that she had where you cheated on her?
Yes.
I've been
with
a woman.
But I mean, someone woke up and like, yeah, I'm mad at you. What did I do?
Have you ever slept next to a sleep talker?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's one woman in Florida that managed to combine the two. She woke up in the middle of the night to her girlfriend sleeping next to her, talking about her ex. She woke up the sleeping girlfriend, and the two got into an argument about the dream that eventually turned physical. Police were called after the dispute, and the woman was arrested.
Do you know what a dream is? If you can answer yes, then we have no problem.
And don't punch somebody in the face when they're sleeping.
Right.
I mean, come on.
It means that you have subconscious desire. No. No, it's a doggone dream.
If I have subconscious desires for everything that pops up in my dream, I'm a troubled human being.
I'm with you.
Some of those dreams are weird. Like, I did not like that.
I should seek therapy. I've got some right. weird stuff going on in there, man. It's not okay. Half the time, I don't want to be there. This one's just a mess. We go back to the holiday season in Florida where a great-grandmother is facing jail time. She's already had a previous DUI arrests, but this one just takes the cake. She was at home in her condo babysitting her great-grandchildren, drinking vodka, when the kids wanted to go see Christmas lights. Not wanting to spoil the cheer, the 76-year-old recruited the 10-year-old among them to do the driving.
Oh, boy.
It went about as well as you'd expect. He crashed full speed into an SUV carrying children, who then lurched into another car carrying children. The case is still working out her punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Because people found out or they already knew that she had DUI arrests before and nothing had really happened. She's still on the road. She's still doing these stupid-ass things. I'm thinking, lock her up.
Not only that, but the lights were a block and a half away.
Right.
They could have walked there.
Exactly.
Jesus, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just walk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
I don't care if you're drunk. Grab a walker. Grab a wheelchair. I don't... Grab the desk chair with the wheels on it inside your office. Freaking A, man. We got options. We go to Minnesota, where stories always play out like they're supposed to. Since 2012, a 20-foot-tall figure of Frankenstein's monster bought at an auction stood as a bit of an attraction for a small town. Tired of looking at the thing, one of the neighbors assaulted the figure in the dead of night in the very manner he was defeated originally, by setting him on fire. Unfortunately for him, his actions were caught on surveillance, and as if that wasn't enough, he left his wallet at the scene.
Damn. Okay.
It's bad enough to lose your wallet. Especially when you're committing arson.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. The number, I can count one time in my life I have ever lost my wallet. You know, thank God it was still there.
It looks like one of those big, like, the Paul Bunyan roadside attractions.
Yes. Kind
of thing. It's a very kitschy looking thing, but it was still Frankenstein. It was pretty cool.
It was fun.
It's just standing on a corner.
So the thing is that it was actually a Vulcan statue. I think it was supposed to be Spock, but they said Vulcan. But it was just at some winter festival deal. And then eventually they said, you know what, we've got this 20-foot-tall Vulcan that we don't have need for anymore. Let's put it up for auction. This guy bought it, changed the hand so it's not doing the Vulcan sign anymore, and he just kind of got the weird
arms out,
hands, right? And then he painted it to look like Frankenstein.
Yep.
Weren't they selling a giant skeleton this year, too, around Halloween?
There was a giant one that they kept up, and they, like, put a Santa hat on it or something like that.
I just know, like, it was, like, the guy had to, like, put it on top of his car to, like, get it home and this and that.
Yes.
That had to be a fun drive.
Don't mind me. Naming children can sometimes be an opportunity to pay homage to something special in your life, and as such is the case for a web designer in India that had decided to name his son Hypertext Markup Language, or HTML, in honor of his profession. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.